Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, players?
This is the Talk of Champions franchise player.
Always boss player.
Forever.
Welcome in to another edition of Franchise Player, a site crossover podcast of the Ole Miss Spirit on 3 and inside the Rebels 247. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's David Johnson at Rebels 247. Happy Wednesday, man.
What's up? Hey, it is a happy Wednesday. 3-0, number 13 in the nation with a bullet. You know, ought to be a relatively easy game Saturday, maybe. Not necessarily easy, but look, Ole Miss is favored big, and they're going to win big. And then the season starts with Kentucky on October 1st. And, you know, it's a great day to be an Ole Miss Rebel. The baseball team has the number 2 recruiting class. Kermit Davis is telling us all that things are looking up. We'll see how that goes. Coach Yo has one of the nation's top players in the country coming in for an official visit this weekend. I mean, Ole Miss, it's worse happening, Ben.
Well, Kermit Davis, I'll say this. Recruiting his tail off, and Josh Hubbard, he's a 4-star in-state prospect for 2023, point guard, is expected to make his commitment announcement this week. And I fully expect that to be Ole Miss, though no matter what happens, whether he commits to Ole Miss or not, Mississippi State will be a presence until he signs wherever he signs. But Ole Miss has always has had a level of real optimism and confidence, always fully recognizing as well that Mississippi State is going to be a presence. So the recruiting could continue to be hot. And also Robert Allen, the veteran forward, is back. And I was talking to Kermit for this podcast last week, and one thing he mentioned was Robert Allen's returning. Deshaun Ruffin's obviously further behind, Robert Allen, but he'll be back when official practice open October 1st. So I see the path. The question is, yes, Ole Miss improved, but did they improve enough for an SEC that has continued to improve, if not becoming the best basketball conference?
And I'll tell you, you bring up Mississippi State, but an excellent hire with Jans. I'm telling you, this guy can coach. Look, he was coaching well out at New Mexico State. And if you can do it at New Mexico State with their lack of everything, you can do it anywhere. And, you know, the whole SEC is better this year, Ben. That's the thing.
That's the question. Ole Miss does have some encouraging things, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. They've improved their roster. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And Lord knows they can't be a snake bit with the injuries this year as they were last year. But
they had deeper problems than just bad injuries. I will say that.
Yeah, going to be interesting. Look, Thanksgiving afternoon, they play Stanford. You know, that's either going to be the game where everybody jumps in the boat and says, we can get this done, or it's going to be a jumping off point. I truly believe that. And nationally televised. Thanksgiving night.
Okay. So I would say this respectfully. That is a big game. However, I feel as if the vast majority of Ole Miss eyeballs will be on the Egg Bowl, and people really won't start tuning in for basketball until SEC play. So my answer to that would be.
I think you're wrong. Okay. I think it's a holiday. Everybody will have a full belly. I think they tip off at 1:00. It's the perfect lead in to the football game that evening.
No one wants to watch the Lions lose for the millionth time on Thanksgiving. Is that what you're saying?
I think the eyes are going to be on Kermit, Ole Miss, and Stanford that afternoon. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but my eyes will be on it. I guarantee you that. I think that's a huge game, and I think We haven't talked about that as much as we should have, but
well, also it is the heart of football season. I mean, come on, we still got 2 months to go to. We have to worry
about football. Yeah, for sure. And hopefully Ole Miss football is playing for something so big that night that the basketball game is kind of, you know, just a marble in a pot full of softballs.
Or it's the cherry on top of a nice Thanksgiving Sunday for Ole Miss.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's always on Thursday, Ben, not Sunday.
Did I say what I said? No, I said I get it.
You said Thanksgiving Sunday, man. You did.
Well, I was okay. Making it like you know, a Sunday. You used to get those Sundays. We can get them anywhere. But I just remember at Shoney's Sunday.
Okay,
cherry on top of the Sunday.
Dairy Queen Shoney's. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Are Shoney's still a thing?
I don't know, but I will say they used to have one of the best desserts ever with that hot fudge cake. I think that's what it's called. So good. Okay. So if there is a Shoney's out there in North Mississippi that I don't know about, because there used to be one in Tupelo, it's long gone. There used to be one in New Albany, but that was back when I was a little kid. McAllister's replaced it a long time ago. So if anybody knows where I can get a hot fudge cake, please hit me up on Twitter at Spirit Ben, because I would love to know. Well, I can't right now, but for future reference, because I'm after my diet, because I'm fat and stupid. I would love
you
to
know. It used to be one in Oxford because Billy Brewer would hang out in there and drink coffee a lot. It was right there.
It wasn't the Beacon. That's just a bullcrap internet narrative thing.
I'm telling you, he'd be in the Shoney's too. But it was right there as you turn off of 6 onto Jackson Avenue. Then a Mexican restaurant was there for a little while. Then they tore it down.
El Sombrero?
No. Golly, I cannot think of the name of the place. And I used to eat there all the time, but then they moved down the street a little bit and it's always crowded and kind of full of rather obnoxious college kids when it's margarita hour. So
isn't that everywhere in Oxford that has a margarita hour, David?
it is, man. I mean, you go in there and to eat and you're going to spend what, $60 to feed your family. And, you can't get in because of the underage college kids drinking, two for $8 margaritas.
No, everyone is legal. They have proper identification, David.
Yeah. It's an ABC agent's buffet. I tell you what. But anyway, that's a subject for later.
It's funny, though, that I say, you know, November is so far away, so long in the distance here. So focusing on Miss Basketball and Stanford seems silly. And yet, I'm staring at Ole Miss football's 2023 schedule. I want to know what you thought about it. Like, okay.
Look, one more thought. Look, I'm telling you, when I'm in a Mexican restaurant and I'm eating dinner between the hours of 5 and 7, my eyes are moving all around the restaurant. And a little bit of a conspiracy theorist here, but I have never seen a waiter ID a college girl who looks like she's 18 years old.
Oh God!
Or ordering margaritas or whatever. Yeah. I'm just saying. That's just me. That's the old man in me. Never said anything. I've never seen it.
There are a lot. No, I don't see any clouds in the sky. I don't know which cloud you're yelling at, but you're yelling at them.
Yeah, get off my lawn, man.
Old man, get
off my yard.
What do you think of the 2023 schedule, though? For real,
Georgia. That's what jumped out at me right off the bat. A November 11th Veterans Day trip to Georgia. And you got to play Georgia and Alabama, the two premier programs in the country next year.
On the road, both of them.
Yeah, on the road. And the non-conference schedules, powder puff. I mean, they're going to win 4 of those. But, I mean, man, that's brutal. I'm just telling you that. It's a brutal schedule. So, you know, enjoy this year, enjoy this month where the schedule gods gave you 4 that are winnable, very, very winnable because, man, trips to Tuscaloosa and Georgia, wonder how many teams in the country have to do that next year.
I have a 2 different maybe. Take. I have a different take, but it's going to – let me first – for those that don't know, for the uninitiated – Mercer at home, at Tulane, Georgia Tech, that's 3-0. At Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, open date. At Auburn, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, at Georgia, ULM, which I love. Love that right after Georgia. I'm serious. And then go into Mississippi State on Thanksgiving. That's how you need to do your non-con. Ole Miss is going to play 8 straight SEC games after Tulsa this year. So I just like breaking that up at Georgia, then going to Mississippi State, having that ULM game because that's a guaranteed win reset. So I look at it, and yes, on paper, and we're still skewed with Ole Miss brain. What is Ole Miss brain? You always start from a place of defeat, right? You go into it and you say, God, Ole Miss, I mean, that's at Alabama. Ole Miss doesn't win in Alabama. At Georgia, they're the number 2 team in the country. If this team this year does what we think it can do, and that's finish in the top 3 in the SEC West, and that's being conservative. Maybe it's 4th, but I think it's top 3 in the SEC West. If Jackson Dart continues to take positive, significant strides, maybe Ole Miss beats Kentucky in an impressive way. Maybe they lose, but they still get better and they go on and win, you know, over LSU and Auburn and play Alabama tough. Maybe they upset Alabama. Drell Poe told me yesterday he thinks they're beatable. I don't know if I agree with that. Point being, what if all these things happen and Ole Miss wins 9-10 games this year and maybe they're 1-2 losses away from making it, or wins, excuse me, to making it to Atlanta or the college football playoff? They would go into next year with Jackson Dart, one of the most tenured quarterbacks or best returning quarterbacks in the conference. They won't have Zach Evans. He'll go pro. But Quinshon Judkins, assuming he stays, will be here. And there's no reason not to assume that he won't be here because Ole Miss NIL-wise will step up.
Quit bringing that up, Ben. Quit saying that, man.
Okay. Okay. But the point, you're dwelling on the wrong thing. The point is all this returning talent they would have. Yes, at Alabama, at Georgia is tough. But Ole Miss would be considering itself at that point after back-to-back 10 win seasons potentially, and also a 5-5 all-SEC schedule finish, including boat racing Indiana in the Outback Bowl, to saying, why can't Ole Miss consider itself in the same company? Why are we automatically assuming that they could just lose those games? So I just think it's a tough schedule. But it's also, if you get through it with and you'll have one of the best quarterbacks in the country, assuming Jackson Dart steps up and continues to show growth. You can't tell me right now that Ole Miss, if they got through it, wouldn't immediately be the catapulted forward, even with one loss, and not only Atlanta, but the college football playoff.
13-point dogs probably at both places, yes. I would say next year. But, all right, look.
But Alabama and Georgia will both be breaking in new quarterbacks, David.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I got to throw this into the mix. Okay. The ESPN FPI win index all summer, Ole Miss projected to win 7.5 games. Okay. Mm-hmm. The new one out this week projects Ole Miss to win 9.5 games. What happened? Tell me what happened. They're 3-0. They were always going to be 3-0. How does a 7.5 win team become a 9.5 win team when they won the 3 games that they should have won by the scores they should have won them by?
I don't know, but if you're just asking me to play devil's advocate or argue the other side, I would assume that, I mean, listen, these are national people that don't have an intimate knowledge of every program of consequence across the country. They're not watching Ole Miss on a day-to-day basis. All they see is on paper, Ole Miss lost this, this, and this. And yes, they got this, but it's also new. Maybe they thought going into the preseason, because they're only looking at paper, they have no intimate knowledge, true intimate knowledge. They're just looking at the math, that Georgia Tech and Ole Miss could be comparable. So if they get through Georgia Tech, well, then you increase the win index, and that's exactly what happened. And maybe beating Georgia Tech by 42 to nothing in the score raised it up even that much more. I don't know what their formula is. I have no idea how they come up with their stuff. But I really don't.
Remember, this is the same index that had Mississippi State ranked like 7th in the country in the preseason last year. I think that thing is a lot of hot air, pretty much.
I agree.
And I bring this up. I just bring it up because I wanted to ask you this: how many wins did I say Ole Miss would have back in June?
I don't remember.
10-2. I called them 10-2, and you know, now this index or whatever it is, this computer voodoo, has pretty much come into agreement with me. So thank you.
Well, congratulations. Let's do the celebration. Let's do a celebration.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
This is Franchise Player, a site crossover podcast of the Ole Miss Spirit and Inside the Rebels. I'm Ben Garrett. He's David Johnson. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions in iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. It doesn't matter what you say, as long as it's 5 stars. This podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Just simply search Talk of Champions, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher. We're there. Search Talk of Champions. Talk of Champions is brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group. When's the last time you thought about retirement? What about saving for your kids' college? In these crazy economic times, working with a professional is of the utmost importance, and that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group, and he wants to help you make the right decisions for your financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186, and tell them that Ben sent you for a no-cost consultation and get started toward financial independence today with Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group.
Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Alan Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason to tell them Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring-Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double-decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Talk of Champions is also brought to you in part by MyBookie. You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlay multiple together to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over half a million to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sportsbook that makes it simple to bet and win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. David Ole Miss will beat this team, but the lack of respect nationally, this is not your typical Ole Miss. They're going to dog walk Tulsa. Maybe old days, but like this isn't.
No, I get it. I get it. I get it. Exactly. I mean, you don't even have to go back that far. You go back 4 years ago, and this is a dogfight.
Yeah, 2008, they went to the Cotton Bowl. 2009, went to the Cotton Bowl. So 2010, y'all knew what I was talking about. It's just really interesting that nationally, and I know this is very anecdotal, it's just a guy in Tulsa, but Ole Miss still is not considered. It's like the, it's, Ole Miss isn't really serious. Oh, it's not serious. Come on, it's Ole Miss, right? They haven't changed that perception yet, which is interesting because if they go 2-2 like you, 10-2 like you think, that's back-to-back 10-1 seasons, back-to-back.
It feels like we're starting to get a little love now. I mean, people outside of Mississippi realize you can win a national title in Oxford, Mississippi in baseball. If you can do it in baseball, you can do it in football. And Ole Miss is really close to that, Ben. I think they're very, very close. You know, it's you've hung your hat with Lane Kiffin. He's apparently hung his hat here. Let's see what happens. I think good things are going to.
But if they go 10-2, like you think, going into next year, I don't care it's at Alabama and at Georgia. Ole Miss is in a different place then as a program for your consideration. Not David. I'm talking about you. Anybody out there that follows sports, follows Ole Miss, is trying to evaluate Ole Miss football. You look at that schedule, stop looking at it through defeatist Ole Miss brain and think about Ole Miss at a different point now as a program. Yes, at Alabama and at Georgia is objectively hard as hell. But Ole Miss then going into next year, if they follow this path and with the, what they will have returning, they'll lose a lot. But Lane Kiffin has made the, Ole Miss the premier transfer destination for not disgruntled, but maybe the situation just went wrong. Like Jackson Dart, maybe it went sideways. He's made Ole Miss the number one option for the most talented kids in the portal. And like Ole Miss would next year then be what, at worst 3 in the preseason? Come on. Because on paper, the ESPN FBI people and all those people that just crunched numbers from the paper, on paper, Ole Miss will be the third best team, at least on paper, in the SEC. The SEC, not just West, but the SEC next year. So I look at those games like, oh, Ole Miss is going to have 2 primetime games on CBS and maybe College Game Day at both of them.
You know, the best way to judge how the nation's receiving your program, the perception, it's by the quality of recruits that show up for your game days. Mm. And look, the Rebels are going to have some relatively big names there this weekend. But wait for the Kentucky game. Now, I know it's an 11 o'clock game. That's not ideal for recruiting situations. But they're going to be – look, get ready, all-star cast. Kentucky at home, Auburn at home, Alabama at home, Mississippi State at home. There are going to be some amazing names that pop in here all year long.
That's a really interesting question. I'm genuinely asking because I do not know. You said 11 a.m. aren't perfect or aren't ideal for recruiting business weekends. What is ideal and why is 11 a.m.? Because I would think having that day just in the middle of the day, then at nighttime, they can go fully enjoy an Oxford night, which is pretty hard.
Okay.
To come close to.
Yeah. Well, a Friday, a football player is walking off his high school, walking out of the locker room at 11 o'clock Friday night. Look, if he lives more than 200 miles away from here, he's in the car 5:30, 6 a.m. to get here. And that tends to not be the ideal setup for some of these top recruits. Yeah, you'll get in-state kids, you know, that are, you know, from, you know, maybe an hour south of Jackson and above. You'll get Memphis kids and, you know, guys that can get here in 3 hours. But it cuts down on the, you know, on the travel time allotted to the kids. That's the bottom line. And the game ends at 3 o'clock. So it's not like the nightlife has already crunk up down on the square yet. So then you're faced with the decision, do I go home or do I wait around 6 hours? Because I can tell you now, I've got two Ole Miss graduates as children. Nighttime on the square really doesn't get started to about 9:30, doesn't kick into full gear about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. So, you know, that's kind of why 11 o'clock's not ideal. Ideal to me is a 3 o'clock kickoff, finish up the game around 6:30, hang out with the coaches for an hour or two, and then boom, you're turned loose on the square. But 11 o'clock, not prime time for bringing in recruits. They either have to get in the car after they get off the field Friday night at, you know, 11 o'clock out of the locker room and drive through the night, sleep a couple hours, then get up and go to the game. And then that's problematic because, you know, find a hotel room in Oxford on game night. You can't, or you know, game weekend. So they're staying somewhere else. It's just 11 o'clock's not good for recruiting. Now, from a media standpoint, oh man, I love 11 o'clock games. Love it. We can have all our work done and in front of the TV by 7:30 that night. So give me all the 11 o'clocks you've got. But I don't think it's the greatest thing for recruits.
You're winning the time of possession today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I was kind of wandering there.
Two things. One, I never in my life thought I would hear David Johnson use the word crunk. I had no idea. David
what
Johnson,
did I say?
You said crunked up. I did not know you knew the word crunk. I did not know David had crunk in his system, and what a day it is. Wow.
Yeah, I know what. I also know what chronic is, too.
Well, okay. Slow down. All right, and second thing, you made a really great point. Just the whole thing was great because I didn't think about that. The psychological aspect of a visit. You want kids to be excited. I know it sounds very simple, but you want them to be excited, really amped up. You want to turn this thing up to 11 for them and them to be in a good mood. You leave a game and you're exhausted at 11 o'clock. You're waking up that early. You're already at a disadvantage from a visit perspective because they're arriving just exhausted and not in a good mood. So now you have to get them up, right? You have to get them to that volume 11. And that's a hard thing to do for 18-year-old kids. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, and you know, you've got a whole staff of recruiting assistants doing nothing but texting these kids all morning. Hey, where you at? How close are you? You know, where you at? Where you at? You know, it's just not the ideal situation.
And then into the night, too, because they're exhausted. So maybe they go and experience the square, but not really because they're all they're thinking when they're out at the library or whatever is, God, I'm tired. Oh, my bed sounds wonderful. So that makes a lot of sense. I never thought about that, ever.
Yeah, it's just not the I don't think you can lay your program out the way you want to lay it out with an 11 o'clock kickoff. That's the only drawback to it that I see because people are griping this week about, oh, my God, such a big game, and they're putting it on at 11 o'clock. Look, we've talked about this before, but 11 a.m. now is kind of a prime time game. Television has figured this out.
Right after game day.
Yeah, and you kick it off at 11, and, you know, what game are you watching at 1 o'clock? Well, you're watching the 11 o'clock kickoff. And don't forget too, 11 a.m. our time is noon on the East Coast, so it's not as late for a much bigger television audience on the East Coast. But, you know, and look, it's an ESPN game. It's not on ESPN, the deuce.
It's not Jefferson Pilot.
It's not Jefferson Pilot. It is ESPN. And they put it in that slot, just like they put Alabama and Texas in that slot. TV has discovered an 11 o'clock kickoff is bigger than they once thought it was.
Man, that's a good point. So if you're mad about the 11 a.m. kickoff, the only thing to be mad about is if you're a recruitnik, and most of you listening to this are recruitniks. So the 11 a.m. is perfect for a football team trying to win. Jarrell Poe said that. He was like, hey, man, I love kicking off at 11 a.m. They'll be fine. Like, let Kentucky be sleepy, and we'll kick them in the mouth. So for the football team, it's fine. There's no distinct advantage for the opposing team. Broadcast perspective, you're getting more national exposure than you would at other times. Now, you want to be 2:30. You want to be 6 o'clock. But 11 a.m., it, in my opinion, is just as good as 6 o'clock. I know a lot of you disagree, but I think it is. So if you want to be upset, it's the fact that it could negatively, not like significantly. I mean, they're still going to have a great time if Ole Miss wins. But it could have a negative effect on the way that certain prospects that you might really, really want, they're your top Ole Miss guys, just the fans. I mean, Ole Miss wants all of them. But the fans might say, I really want Aiden Williams, you know, to have a good week.
All right, I'd ask people this.
All right.
How many of them missed the Texas-Alabama game, but by the time they got through watching all their college football that day, they knew everything that happened? Because as that 11 a.m. game ends and all these other games left to go, they're going to be talking about you, showing highlights and everything else the entire rest of the day. You play at 7 p.m. when your game's ended, pretty much everybody's in the bed. You'll be lucky if you make SEC final. You know, so there are a lot of advantages to 11 a.m. Now, I understand the fans' point, because if I'm an Ole Miss fan and let's just say – I live in Hattiesburg. What is that, 4.5 hours from Oxford? That means the Grove is out.
Yeah.
Well, if I want to come, it means the Grove is out. I'm leaving at 5 a.m. because I know I'm going to have an hour worth of wait time and traffic stacked up outside the stadium, or at least I have to anticipate that. And, you know, so you're going to get there, slide your ticket, get in the stadium kickoff. You know, so, and there's not a lot of experience. And for those people that are from Hattiesburg, just as our theoretical city here, that if they want to, you know, if they want to stay, they've got to buy a 3-night guarantee in a hotel in Oxford. And 2 nights are washed away that they're not using. And if they aren't staying, well, they got to get in the car and go home at 4 o'clock to get home at a decent hour. So I get it from the fan perspective. You know, it's not ideal. And God knows it has become uber expensive to come to Oxford for a weekend for a football game if you don't already own a property here, or if you don't have someone to stay with. It's crazy. I mean, literally, you know, 3-night guarantee and they're jacking the prices up. I mean, it's I guess it's supply and demand, but wow, you know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't come to more than a game a year if I lived 4 hours away. It would be very difficult.
I wonder why David has Hattiesburg on the brain.
He couldn't. Oh, well, I'm saying
he's Googling a lot of Brett Favre and welfare scandals.
Oh my God, what's going on there, man? That is crazy.
What is with the welfare scandal? It was Brett.
I don't know. I may be more disappointed in Phil Bryant than I am Brett Favre, to be honest with you.
If you were still a fan of Phil Bryant at this point, buddy, that's on you.
Look, I honestly don't think Brett Favre did anything.
Dude, okay, come on. This is the dude that was sending dick pics to random reporters. You don't think he could like try to get embezzle some money? Come on.
I think I've got a couple of those on my phone. But
why do you have Brett Favre dick pics on your phone?
All right. If Brett Favre sent you a picture of his junk, would you not keep it for?
No.
I don't even have Brett's phone number, so we're good there. We're talking. We're talking about Brett Favre's junk. That's a new low for the crossover podcast. But what I'm saying is, I think Brett Favre, and maybe I'm wrong, just lended his name to a scam. And the scam was, we're going to give you this money for speaking and this, that, and the other, and you can funnel it in to building Southern Miss a volleyball stadium. And
you know what that means? A criminal charge. I want to do a quick football fix before we get out of here.
Football fix.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Give me the really quick 2-minute version of what we know about Ole Miss football on this Wednesday before the lead up to Tulsa.
Ole Miss looks like a team that can run the ball against anybody. We're going to find out. We're going to find out if that's the case. But 3 games in, very confident in Ole Miss's ability to run the football. They've got some big guys up front opening holes. Not as many as Lane Kiffin would like, as he pointed out. And some running backs that are that have played incredible at this point of the season. I want to see them do it against Kentucky, before I'm full in. The Rebel defense, I mean, what else can you say? Can they play any better? I mean, literally, can they play any better? They gave up a garbage touchdown to Troy, haven't given up a touchdown since. They look good everywhere, particularly linebacker, where, you know, we were all kind of worried. But so far, so good. I think this is a team that is going to throw the ball when it has to throw the ball, period, which is different from what we saw last year with Matt Corral, even the year before, where they throw the ball for kicks and giggles and yardage. I don't think this is a throw-first team. I don't think it has to be, not with the backfield. And I think Lane Kiffin is fine. One of the biggest misnomers, and I don't know why he's tagged with this, was Lane Kiffin is a pass-happy maniac. He's not. His team runs the ball more than they throw the ball. They may run it even more so this year because that appears to be where the strength is. But, you know, you were talking about Jackson Dart as a, you know, he's going to be a superstar, an NFL pick and all that after next year. Maybe so. But
I didn't go that far. I don't think I said exactly that, but okay.
Well, you alluded that, you know, he was going to be great next year, and maybe he will. But if he's not, that's okay. Because, yeah, this team can be different. It's quite all right. What Lane does, and he's very good at, is taking whatever his talent is and morphing the attack around that talent. And I think that's what you're going to see. I don't think Ole Miss has got a star quarterback this year. That's okay. He may be the league's winningest quarterback, and that's what we want to see. So, you know, that's my take on Ole Miss right now. Will they ever give another touchdown up this year? It's going to be sad when they do, but the defense has teeth. We've got running backs. We've got an O-line, and the O-line's coming together. I've seen vast improvement from the Troy game to what we watched in Atlanta Saturday. And, you know, let's go. I think Lane's got his quarterback deal figured out. And, you know, that's what we have. And I think it's, as ESPN's FPI index said, a team that can win games this year.
I love how you brought it back. Injury report, real quick. Jalen Robinson, how's he doing? Kari Coleman got nicked up against Georgia Tech. J.J. Pegues is in a boot. How are we doing?
Yeah, don't know. Really don't know right now. You know, because it's early Wednesday morning, a couple of more practices left to go, a couple of more days for some guys to heal up. You know, Lane's not going to tell us anything, period, on injuries, I don't think. So, you know, it's kind of a guessing game, and we'll see what happens from there.
I think JJ and Kari are going to be limited all week and might lose a little bit of their snap share just because they want to keep them healthy for the SEC opener next week against Kentucky. So maybe you'll see a little bit more Xavier Harris. You hopefully don't need JJ for a bulk share of snaps to beat Tulsa. So you get Xavier Harris in there a little bit more to play those guys, but protect them and not further injure them or whatever it might be. to get him ready for Kentucky. I think Jalen Robinson is a week away. I really feel that. I know he's out there at practice and he was going through on the field, but I feel like he's a week away.
I'll just say one dadgum thing, though. Jalen better hurry up or he's going to be a season away. He's going to get that red shirt Lane joked about back in fall camp.
Yeah, I don't think – like, looking back at that, it doesn't feel like a joke anymore.
Well, I mean, Lane stood up there and said, you know, I just told him, he better get fixed sooner. We may be using that red shirt. Maybe it wasn't a joke, but come on. We need to see this guy on the field. And, you know, anyway, Jordan Watkins played a more significant role.
Look good.
Saturday because Jalen Robinson was out. And I think Jordan is fully up to the task if Jalen doesn't make his way back onto the practice field very soon.
For the first time in franchise player history, despite my attempts at my constant interruptions that I'm trying to do better with and my ranting and raving, I'm still an idiot. David Johnson, since we're celebrating, won the time of possession. Won the time of possession. Congrats, my friend.
I demand an instant replay on that and an accurate count from the booth before I celebrate that. But that's okay. That's all right because we talked about Brett Favre's junk today.
Oh, no.
Totally accidental. Brett's not going to do any time. He's not going to do any time.
Of course he's not because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, and Phil Bryant won't either.
He's a powerful politician. You know, if it was you or me, if it was just David Johnson and Ben Garrett as the principal parties there, we would get time.
You know who's not been called out on this yet? Oh. He is truly a friend of mine. And I don't know what their role is, and maybe there really isn't any paperwork to tie it, but he's been silent on this. And who benefited from this misused money? The University of Southern Mississippi, right? Mm-hmm. They got a new volleyball facility out of the deal. I haven't heard anything from their AD. Not a thing. Jeremy McLean, and Jeremy's, a friend of mine from Holcomb, Mississippi. I covered him when he was pitching at Delta State many years ago. And, I just think Southern Miss needs to step up and say something about, what was it, $5, $6, $7 million that went to build a volleyball stadium? Don't you think? Wouldn't you like to know where the school is on that?
Yes, I absolutely would. But also, if Brett Favre sends you an image through text, do not open it. I mean, unless that's what you want to do, which, hey.
No, man, look, I don't even have photos of my own junk on my phone, much less anyone else.
Good. Now we're on yours. Okay, that's it. We're done. This has been Franchise Player, a site crossover podcast of the Ole Miss Spirit on 3 and Inside the Rebels 247. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's David Johnson at Rebels 247. Enjoyed it, my friend.
Yeah, I love your fellow Rebels.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.